Welcome to Soul Searching. Our guest today is Carol Lee. Welcome, Carol.
Hi, everyone.
I'm so excited to have Carol on today because she has such an uplifting story about finding joy and kind of a new side of herself during the pandemic. So why don't you tell us about that, Carol?
Yeah, so during pandemic, I was trying to lose weight because there's no any other sport I can do. But the only thing I think is dancing because I watch a TV show. It's a very popular TV show in China. Basically, they asked about 30 different celebrity women to join a competition of dancing. And finally, they will select seven of them to form a dancing group. And then they will have a like world tour or something like that. And I thought, oh, those celebrities, they didn't know how to dance, but they practice, and they show so confidence on the stage. And each time they dance, it's just shiny. I remember I had that hidden power when I was a kid. I organized dancing group as well to perform in our school. And we got some cheers and some compliment from the teachers. And I was like, maybe I should pick this up during this pandemic. So I have a social group, so I asked some girls to join with me. So first, we just have two people, and we dance, and we record, and we post on the video, the YouTube channel. And then some girls saw it, and they got attracted, and they just contact me. And we have the third dancer, the fourth dancer, and now we have eight dancers together. And we already recorded six different dancing videos, and we do better and better. A lot of people watch our videos, and it just gave us complimentary, and I really enjoy doing that because we dance in different places. The first time we danced in the Bellevue downtown park, and when we danced there, a lot of people watch us, and we bring that like really loud music to the plaza, to the downtown park, and some people just stop and watch us, give us applause. So that was like, I create my own stage and I dance for the world. So
a couple of great things. Like, first of all, my mission statement is to be a joy spreader. And I see that in you. I mean, both online, how you did it. My favorite for the listeners, do check out. But I Like It Like That is such a great video. But the other thing too is that you're doing it, you know, for everybody. And I love how you said you create your own stage. I think a lot of times people think, oh, well, how would I do that? I'm not a star. I'm not going to be on Dancing with the Stars or something like that. But you're like, well, why not? I'm just going to do it at a parking lot, at the park, just all these different places. And, you know, maybe I think a lot of us have this self-doubt. So how do you get over that self-doubt? You know, just first of all, I think, you know, coaching people on public speaking is such a fear that people have. And I think singing and dancing is even more like vulnerable, exposed. So like, how do you get over that voice in our head that's like, who do you think you are?
Yeah, I think I have that foundation since I was a kid. I had that story in Dale Carnegie already, that when I was before age of 10, I was a super shy girl because I inherit my father's sort of personality, and he is very introvert, but my mom is extrovert. So I learned learned singing since I was 10 years old, and because I love singing, I just hear and listen to the music at home, and my mom purchased a lot of different CDs for me to listen to, and just follow them, and my mom discovered this habit or this hobby for me. And I learned piano. I played piano for 2 years, but I gave that up because I don't want to practice. And my mom is like, oh, what other things you are interested in? I said singing. So I started to learn singing, and there were some different competition or contest opportunities for us to attend. So I attended one of them. It's in our citywide, about 50 different kids joining that singing competition. I won the first prize. Well, there are about eight different first prize, but I was one of the eight.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. How did that change something in you? Like, what did you discover about yourself when you won that?
That was the first time I really performed officially on a stage and won the prize. And I danced and sang meanwhile. So, and that dance was learning from a classmate. And I didn't know that gave me such a huge prize in my life. And that really changed my life because I saw so many people applause in this, you know, when I was there and accepting the award. And my mom told me that you should go to different kind of competition and to see how far you can go, right? And so I just keep going, and then I feel more confident.
Gosh. So in a start, I think sometimes people think that, you know, you just start by posting this video on YouTube, you know, but I think what we're really seeing is the transformation. It's gradual from like 10 years old that builds confidence, and then more and more that it, you know, it really grows over time. And, you know, that mindset to like grow into that confidence and how you see yourself and that story that you tell yourself, you know, maybe I hope the listeners will take away to realize it doesn't happen overnight. You know, it's just one step at a time. Just keep putting yourself out there. Now, and what about, you know, the very first time you posted this on YouTube, like what's going through your mind?
I was thinking because we have two dancers and I know because in our social group, we already have a foundation, but Before I founded this social group, there was a lot of difficulties. I grew this social group from just me and my husband. We too founded this social group, and then now it's grow up to 1,000 members.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
See, again, it goes from 2 to 1,000, right?
Exactly. Okay. So there are a lot of stories like this. I call it compounding effect. And I also do public speaking in Toastmasters. During these 3 years, I do it every single week. Mm-hmm. And about over 100 different speeches already.
Yeah. So no wonder by the time you joined the Dale Carnegie Leadership Course with us, you know, that's like the next level of taking yourself to like, in what way can you just get even better?
Yeah. So the first time I post a video, I just think that if only two people, me and the dancer, watch it, I'm satisfied because I don't set a high bar or expectation. That's what I did for the building up this social group as well. If me and my husband attend the activity, then I'm happy.
Okay, I love that. So maybe if we kind of lower that bar of what success is, you know, I think it's so easy to compare to like influencers and you have to have millions of views or something like that. But if you're like, hey, if we just do it, we're having fun and you entertain the people live in the park, great. Like you're already successful. So I think that's it, is not feeling like, oh, it's only successful if you have a million views or something like that.
Right.
Nice. Okay. So that seems like a really important mindset strategy that you teach us. Okay. And tell us more about the social group and how did that come about and like what qualities were you able to bring to make that happen?
From the beginning, the idea was from when I just moved to Seattle, I didn't know anyone. And we moved, me and my husband moved to Seattle in 2017 in October. And he got a job in Seattle. So I carry over my old job and remotely work. So I basically was quite isolated in the workplace as well as in the personal life because we don't know anyone. My coworkers are all in the East Coast. So that's why I started to have this idea to first explore whether there is any social group like dancing, fitness, or just a beach barbecue, and I searched on Meetup and found this Toastmaster club. So that's the first club I joined in Bellevue. And then I didn't find anything like social I want to join. So I just created this by myself. So first starting from WeChat, because in the Chinese culture, we use WeChat a lot and it's easy to reach people. So I started as a little group, and WeChat has a member limitation of 500 people for each group. So I just post this barcode on different website, and I sort of started from a beach barbecue event. Me and my husband cook everything. We didn't ask anyone to cook, to bring like potluck. We just prepare every food and we bring it to the beach. And so the first time there were six people, And the second time there was 50, 20, 25 people already.
Okay.
And then we thought, oh, the party is too big, so we need everybody to bring food. And then we grow and grow, and we organize hikings, crabbing, fishing activities. We also organize online book club during pandemic period. Book club, professional development, like career workshops. We invited speakers from different groups and different companies to give us career advice. And we also have this dance group. We also have a band. So the band is sort of choir during this period because we don't have time to practice. So there are a lot of different verticals in my social group.
Yeah,
that's why it's keep growing.
Yeah. Well, and I think a theme is that generosity that you have. You have to say, hey, I'm just going to start by giving, you know, both the food and this idea and a place to meet. And, you know, I guess a philosophy I have is, you know, that giving is receiving. You know, the more we give, the more we come back. And, you know, you're just proving that same concept as well, as like, okay, let's just see what happens. Because just to watch you light up as you talk about the group and the joy that you have. And I think especially during the pandemic, like to have those connections, how important was that for you?
It's not that difficult. The first time we heard the pandemic is coming, is locked down during March last year. That was when we were snowshoeing in a mountain. And just get out of the mountain, I received so many different messages in my social group saying, oh my God, we are locked down. And the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, I cannot host any activities outdoor. But gradually we found maybe we can do some online activities since Zoom is so popular and easy to use. So we developed those online activities. And it seems that we already do 9 different book club activities already. And we have 10 different workshops of the career development. So it's pretty successful, and people are pretty active online as well.
Yeah. Listen, Carol, how do you know, like, I think one of the things is like to figure out like what makes us happy, you know, and what brings us alive. So how do you know, you know, if you were to like give advice to listeners, so like, how do we find out what is that flow? What brings us alive? You know, how do we know what, in what way we can be most creative or something?
The first time I know this is when I really have the motivation to do everything like this. So I like organizing events. I like initiating something or create something new. And I like doing design. For example, I did posters for every single event using Canva. So the tool is very good to use. And I like anything about aesthetic. So it's pretty, it's fashionable, and I just really into it.
Okay.
So I use this opportunity to show my aesthetic taste, basically. And also I show my passion and mission. I have that mission. I was like, if I grow, I want everybody around me to grow together. So I want to empower everybody around me to grow with me, so I feel more happy or joyful. Yeah.
That's it. Oh, well, thank you so much for, you know, just being such a leader and just a light in community, you know, certainly for us and our listeners, so that we can cultivate that ourselves too, and kind of figure out, you know, how do we do that? You know, so it's like thinking about those superpowers we had as a kid and remembering what those like early talents were, you know, like you said, just finding out, hey, what do I like? You know, just as you're doing it, you figure out, boy, I like the aesthetic. Okay, I like singing and dancing. I like doing these meetups. And then, you know, it seems like there's a real theme of like, maybe it's that compounding, that it just one step goes into the next, that you figure out, like, I don't know. I think a lot of people want to have everything all planned out. But like what I'm hearing from you is it's just kind of evolving, you know, it turns into something else and you find a new thing along the way that is brings you happiness.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. So I just do little by little, and then I figure out there is a new way. So I switch my method or to improve it. And then it turns out to be very creative, and then I really enjoy it. So.
Yeah. You know, somebody, Brené Brown talks about, you know, being creative is that opens us up for criticism or shame or something. And, you know, I think the idea of like posting something on YouTube whatnot. How do you deal with, I don't know, haters or negative criticism, or like, how do you not worry about what people are thinking about you?
First of all, I think I have such a huge foundation of the people who likes me, right? So I just think positively. And there is one dislike on my YouTube channel. I don't know who did that, but I told my husband that, this person is jealous of me. That's it. And my husband laughed about that. So we just make jokes all the time. And my husband is really a happy person. He's very optimistic. So he's my inner power, basically. So.
Oh. Well, that's a great way just to shake it off and go, okay, like, how do we reframe it, you know, to say, hey, you know, even if it's statistics, you know, you've got 1,000 people who, you know, love you and are part of the group and liking the videos and one dislike. So who cares, right? So I love that idea of like, okay, how do you just kind of shake it off or go, okay, maybe they're jealous, you know, they haven't found their creativity or what brings them joy. So Carol, if you were to give us kind of a mantra or like some practical wisdom that really is like a favorite saying or something that you say to yourself, what is that?
My mission statement for myself is work hard, play harder. I put it in the background.
Yeah.
That's also my social group's mission.
Okay.
So we want each, every member to work hard first, and then you play harder during weekends, right?
Yeah.
So we have a Chinese verb saying, if you work hard and play hard, that's the like greatest wisdom in the life. You need to have like some tension, but you need to have some relax. So then that will help you to go a long way. So if one sentence I would say, I like to empower people around me to grow together.
You also keep talking about your mission. So, yeah. And I don't know, like, how do you get that? Is that like from a faith or... You know, if you're to do like this idea of soul searching, did that come from the pandemic or is it a longer time in going? Like, how did you have this such a meaningful purpose?
Yeah, that's about 13 years ago since I just came to this country and I got preached gospel, got preached by gospel people. And then I started to believe the God and I found the faith in my life. And also I met my husband in the church. So we along the way, we pray a lot and we think we need to bring this this power or this faith to everybody around us. Although I'm not actively preaching gospel, but I think what I leave that out. I'm not saying that out, right? I leave that out. If I can show that my life is this positive and I really... believe that he's the God's words has power. Mm-hmm. So I read the Bible and I have this gathering every Saturday and Sunday with the saints together, pray and pray with my husband and support each other. So this is what I got from like the soul searching part from the God. And I really want to share this power with everyone around me.
Yeah. There's a, I have a little magnet on my fridge, but it says, preach the gospel at all times, if necessary, use words. And so Carol, even though you're not necessarily preaching, there's another phrase that says, joy is the most infallible sign of the presence of God. So, yeah. You know, I think we see that in you, like you're lit up within, like you've got this happiness and like a true confidence and a faith. Mm-hmm. And I think that's inspiring. You don't have to like, you know, necessarily quote scripture or anything else. It's just being in the flow, like letting your light shine, letting your talents come out and like just being unapologetically who you are, I think is inspiring to other people to want to do the same. So yes. Thank you so much for being a guest and being so uplifting. And tell us the name of your YouTube so we can check you out.
It's called Waves Dance Crew.